When the Arizona heat brings harsh conditions, you can count on Trane air conditioners. They're tested to withstand extreme weather. So bring home the unstoppable with special financing for 48 months or up to $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualified system. For all other offer details and servicing your system, find your local independent Trane dealer at traneinfo.com. That's TRANEINFO.com. When it comes to cool, cozy comfort, it's hard to stop a Trane.
Subject to credit approval.
Joined in studio, we have Chad Hopp of Arizona Screen Techs. Y'all were founded in 1980. I said y'all have been working with us for a while. That's
absolutely, yeah. We've been.
Probably shouldn't admit this. That was a couple years before I was even born.
I've known your family since '79. Yep.
And y'all have been a charter member of Rosie on the House. I remember y'all already had a long relationship when I started working for the company in 01-ish.
Yeah, we started before that. My partner Richard worked a lot with your dad when he was remodeling.
And specializing in sunscreens, and we'll get to it a little bit later, but there's also additional, y'all have something new for sliding glass doors and patio doors that we'll cover a little bit later.
Yeah.
But to stay true to our window theme here and window treatments, exterior shade screens.
Yeah.
Most common, applicable, cost-effective option for heat reduction of windows.
Absolutely, yeah. We exclusively use Pfeiffer products. They're the number one rated product in the country, probably in the world.
Is that the frame or just the screen or both?
That's the screen fabric.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of different manufacturers for frame. But we like Pfeiffer. They offer a wider variety of fabrics, and they have great warranties. They really stand behind their products.
And this one, I'm looking at a 10-year extended warranty here.
That's pretty much on all their sunscreen and tough screen products, yes.
So what's the difference between a sunscreen and a tough screen?
Sunscreens are primarily used to reduce heat gain, but they also give you daytime privacy as well as reduce fading on the homes. So sunscreen is a screen that covers the entire window. We recommend the 80%. It's the best as far as giving you blockage, visibility, and ventilation because you can use those for
ventilation screens. And is that 80%? Reduction of what?
It shades 80% of the window, so it reduces your heat gain. Best example would be like if you're standing out in the sun and you stand underneath a shade tree that's blocking about 80% of the sun and you feel that relief, this is what's going to do to your window.
What you said 80% is the best, but what other options are there?
There are 90, 95, 97% blockages. Some of the issues with those is if they're not mounted properly, they can actually trap heat between the screen and the window and make the window hotter.
Hotter.
So
the reverse effect.
The reverse effect. So I have 80% Pfeiffer on my house, and your dad has that on his house.
80% blockage. Now, what type of we have to be careful on the install, and we'll get to that in a minute, but what type of color works best? When we're selecting paint, a lot of times we're not doing it because of our favorite color. We're doing it because those darker, richer colors that stand out and pop are the ones that fade the fastest.
Exactly. Regular insect screening is usually like a charcoal black color, and it's really not noticeable when you look through it. Same thing with sunscreens. We prefer or recommend the 80% brown or the 80% black. It looks the most natural on your windows, and the main thing is when you look from the inside looking out, it does not change the color of what you're looking at. Some of the lighter screens, if you have like a tan color or a light gray, it will have a tan or gray hue to it, changing the color of what you're looking at.
Which, if it's a bedroom window you're hardly looking out of on the second store, it's not a story of, you know, corner. It's not a big issue. It might match the home a little, the home's color a little bit better, and that's a nice exterior look.
Yeah, it's personal choice. If you look at windows from the outside with no fabric on them, they actually look clear or dark. So when we put sunscreens on a home, we want to make sure that they're not the thing that stands out. We want the architecture and the colors of your home to stand out. So the way we mount them, it's a really nice look on the window. And if you drive by, we really don't want you to know that you have sunscreens on, but we want them to work for you.
And what about framing options? Is there still like three powder coat color options for the frames?
There's a few more than that out there because of the window frames. I mean, we could color match a lot, but primarily we match the window frame color that's already on the house. So if there's a white or an almond or a bronze or the aluminum color, we have colors that blend in very closely with that.
What, and I know this gets subjective, what's my investment? I mean, I'm sure number of windows comes into play. I'm sure size of windows comes into play. Is it all measured by this glass square footage of the home that I could put a rough estimate together myself?
Usually, I tell our customers, if you figure about $75 to $80 per window and you counted a majority of your windows in your house, that would probably average out from a large family room window to a small bathroom window. We do offer free quotes. There's never an obligation to purchase with our company. We can come out and give you or give our customers enough information to make the right decision for them. They don't have to, you know, to choose a certain amount of windows. And that's the best way to go about where we can show them our products. And the most important thing with screens is to make sure that they're installed properly. And that depends on the type of window that they have. There's various screen frame sizes, you know, and thicknesses. And we're the most creative company out there as far as the way we mount our screens on the homes to get a really good fit and make them cosmetically look well on the house.
And as the homeowner, having that price lets you make a good decision. We talked earlier with the awning company, and you mentioned as well, there's a lot of other benefits to shading. You've got the fade reduction of fabrics and materials and furniture inside the home, protection of the window itself. But a straight cost savings on your utility bill, let's say we've got 10 windows, $85 an average, $850. We've got a 10-year warranty. So divide that back by 10. Am I going to save $85 a year on this investment? And that'll let you know if this is something that's going to pay for itself. And, you know, obviously on 10 windows, they're not all going to be facing south or west. Let's say half of them are. Man, on five windows, over a course of a year's time, that heat reduction, there's a very obvious savings there.
Absolutely. The sunscreens are endorsed by the electric companies. SRP actually has a rebate. So if you're an SRP customer, you have to use a licensed bonded contractor, and there's an 80 cents a square foot rebate that comes directly from SRP back to the customers. Sunscreens, according to the utility companies that do their studies, usually pay for themselves in about 2 to 3 years, and it really depends on how you use your electricity, what type of window, if you have a single pane, dual pane, thermal pane, or one with argon gas. So really there's a few factors that are involved in how fast they pay back, but primarily if you figure 2 to 3 years. But the day we put them up, you're going to be more comfortable in your house.
Now, if somebody's handy enough to rescreen it, do y'all sell direct fabric to the homeowners, or do you like to screen them for quality control?
Both. Most of the time, the homeowners will have them do us. It's a little challenging, but we do sell components as well. We can also cut the frames to their size and deliver fabric and clips. But usually by that point, when we talk to them, that's
it's like everything else. Ah, it seems easy enough, and then you start to do it, and you realize why there's professionals that have licenses and make a living doing this.
Absolutely, yeah.
So 2 to 3 years payoff time, and we've got a 10-year warranty on the material itself. How many, let's say we don't have any damage to the frame. No tree limbs have fallen off. Nobody's locked themselves out of the house and had to rip a frame off to try and crawl through a crack in a window. And we've still got a sturdy frame. How many from 80, or do you still have aluminum screens out there from the 1980 that are
absolutely
our homes?
We see our customers. We've done over about 12 million square feet of this in the valley. The frames are aluminum, the corners are aluminum, the clips are aluminum, and we use zinc coated screws that won't rust. The homeowner has to tighten them occasionally, you know, check them throughout the year to make sure those are snug. But as far as the Pfeiffer products, I mean, we put on years ago when they had a 5-year warranty, and some of the stuff we started rescreening at the 15-year mark. So
wow.
If there's a 10-year warranty, it's going to at least last 10 years.
And talk about the patio option now. Y'all had something new for patio doors?
Yeah, the biggest call that we get in our company is the sliding screen door, and we have some great options. We're experts when it comes to solving problems on doors that don't roll properly. Some of the vinyl door systems, there's problems with those. Just some of the old door systems that have been around here have hanging doors. So a lot of the options that we do include adding different track and channel work. But over the years, what we did recently is over the years, we took a lot of the positive things from all the doors that we've installed over the years and designed our own. It's called our top grade door. It's powder coated, so it has a real nice finish on it. There's no plastic in it. There's no plastic handle, no plastic wheels, and we have adjustment screws where we can adjust the screw properly. They're not hidden in the side of the door. So it's very easy for us to put on, and it's easy for the homeowner to adjust if they ever have to. It's a great door.
And what is that? I'm guessing our cost per square foot's a little bit more than just a window, because we've got moving parts that are involved here. Bigger, obviously, a door's a lot bigger than a window, a lot taller. So
correct.
The aluminum in the frame we're using is probably a little bit sturdier.
Yeah, we use extruded aluminum. We have basically three different style doors that we offer. One's an apartment grade door, which is a steel frame door, has a plastic handle. That's traditionally what comes with the patio door. The top grade is the one that we designed. We do that probably 95% of the time. And then we have a marquee door. It's a real heavy-duty one. If you have huge dogs or a lot of activity, or if they're settling in the door system, that's one. And you're going to range in the hundreds to 300s, depending on which style that we use. But the best value for the buck is our top-grade door. We designed it, and it's a winner.
And this tough screen that you've handed me here, you've got a no-see-em for insect control and also a standard heavy-duty. That's a nice material.
Yeah, what Pfeiffer came up with is especially out here, what happens to the window screens is that they fade. Regular window screens are made out of fiberglass with a thin vinyl coating. And what Pfeiffer came up with was a product called Tough Screen, which is the same fabric makeup as the sunscreens. It's a vinyl-coated polyester, but they did a weave that's similar to regular insect screen. So it's durable for pets and cats. And we do that a lot on doors. We also do it a lot on windows. And they recently came out with a product called No-See-Em Tough Screen, which is a finer weave to keep even the smaller insects out. And the visibility is great. So these are two of the top things.
If you live on one of the lake communities where you've got more smaller insects, mosquitoes, those tinier bugs, aphids, that would be a better option than...
Correct, you know, yeah. Even the regular insect screens, they come up with a product called Better View, which is a little bit different. It's a little tighter weave, and it's a finer weave on just a regular insect screen. Just great products. Pfeiffer is a great company. They have great products. They stand behind their products, and they make our job a lot easier.
We've got a few questions for you. We'll get to right after this. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.